Hello. Hello. Good morning. Can I speak with Humphrey? Can I speak with Humphrey?
Speaking.
Hi, Humphrey. My name is Dave. I'm calling you from Milestone. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Glad to hear you're doing good. Just so you know, here at Milestone, we provide finance for businesses, and we like to provide with the most profitable option to help you grow and expand. Do you have any advances or any loans right now?
No.
Good, good. That's great. And what do you do here? Is this high transportation? That's trucking, logistics?
Transportation.
I beg your pardon?
It's HL transportation.
Right, and this is like trucking business, logistics, right? You move cargo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good. All right, and how long have you been in the business?
Since 17.
Since 2017?
Yes, sir.
So about 6 years?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. How much do you guys do on a monthly basis over there?
Oh, right now it's bad. One truck is averaging about 13 to 15,000 an hour a month.
And the other one?
And based on the one truck.
Okay. So you're doing about 15K a month, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're the only owner, right?
Come again?
You are the only owner, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have here an email address. I'd like to send you an application. Is the the email that I have is 8ltransportation@hotmail.com. Still good?
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. So I have that here. I'm going to put it over here. And the best number for the business is the one that I'm calling, right? The one in the day 203.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Awesome. Good. I got that here. And the only thing that I wanted to ask you was if we are able to get you the best rate possible with the best terms, how much money would you looking to get?
Because I've got two engine downs, I need like 50,000.
50K, okay, very good. When two trucks are good, how much do you do monthly when two trucks are good?
Two trucks are good. I'm looking at around about 30 to 40K.
Okay. So you will use the money to fix the trucks, right?
Monthly. But before, one truck can average 25K a month.
Okay. So just one truck will give you 25, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so
yes, sir.
So we can say that if you have two trucks working, you can easily do about 40 or 50,000 a month.
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. And you said that you have. Are you going to buy or repair those engines that you have down? Repair them. Got it. Two engines. Okay. And if the terms and the money make sense, you'll take it right away, right?
Come again?
If the terms and rates make sense, you will take the money right away to fix your trucks, right?
If, as long as guaranteed, I'm going to get it.
Well, the thing is this. I mean, we have to look into your last four bank statements. Do you have that available? You can give me that?
Oh, yeah, I have the bank, four bank statements.
Okay, we're going to need the last four, which will be May, June, July, August. So you have that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so good. So right now, what I want to do is basically, I'm going to send you the application real quick. And on that application, what you're going to see is there, it's coming from David at Milestone capitalfunding.com. Uh-huh. You will see that momentarily, okay? Just give me a few seconds. I will send that to you. And
before I forgot, if I may ask, at what interest rate do you guys do the funding?
Okay. The interest rate is exactly about 2 or 3 points below what you are accustomed to. It depends on what are you accustomed to. 10%, 8%, whatever it is, we can lower it to like 2 or 3 points below what you are accustomed to. So that means to you that you will save money either way, because if you have or you had a past loan and you were paying 10%, you can almost be certain that we can get you somewhere around 7. If you are accustomed to like 5%, we can get you about 3%, 4%. It all depends on what you are accustomed to. If your banks were able to get you, I don't know, 13%, we can beat your bank easily by 2 points. Okay, so so that's
what, how many months?
That all depends on you. We are very flexible. You want to pay it in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, you get up to 10 years to pay. That's up to you. You determine that you will determine that with the underwriter that is going to call you and talk to you momentarily. Okay, so give me 1 second. Email. Okay, this is your email. Okay, so right now, let's see here. I have you as Humphrey. Your last name is Luana, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
Yes,
good.
Sir.
All right. So I got that correct. All right. Make sure that I got the right name. And you spell that Loula, correct?
Yes, sir.
Copy that. All right. Got that here. Paste. Okay. Now I'm going to submit this. And it's going to send me that information real quick right here. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Application. All right. So are you in front of your computer right now?
No.
Okay. When can you be in front of your computer?
In 2 hours. I'm driving now.
Okay. No problem. So you're driving. Okay. Look, I'm going to send the email right now. I'm going to submit this right now. Click. You will get the application. It should be on your email right now, okay? Your bank statements are on your cell phone because your bank sends you a statement to your phone. So all you have to do is go on your phone to your email, and then once you find the statements, May, June, July, August, I need you to grab them and drag them into the my application where it's going to say, please click here and drop the information there. You're going to basically put the name of your company and do everything that is required on the application. And then you will see something that says, please drag your attachment here, or please drag your bank statements. So all you do is you grab them from your bank, from your email account.
Can you hold on.
Sure.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the underwriter is calling me right away.
Okay, good. You tell him right now that you're driving and you couldn't get
the... I told him that I'm driving and I'm still with you on the other line.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you very much. So I'm going to put on the notes here, that that you're not able to do it driving, cannot drop the statements until 2 hours from now, right?
Yeah, but before guys I apply on you, I'm gonna do a research on you guys, because 3 months ago I applied and those guys they were gone. And then I lose about 45 points on my credit score.
I understand. We're going to make sure that doesn't happen, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before I do anything, I'm going to do a research about you guys. It's a review and get some reviews about your company before I can do anything. Because it helps me to lose some points. You know, to get one credit point, how long you have to wait to get it? And then someone calls you, and then you lose a point in the blink of an eye, and then you didn't even get the loan. That sucks.
Yeah. The points on the credit score only go against you if you don't qualify. But if you qualify, it does not go against you.
That is why I'm going to do a research, and then what makes me qualify before I fill up everything.
Okay.
If on those 3 months, 1 month I didn't receive money because it takes 30 days to get paid. Some brokers now, they take 45 days to pay you.
Right.
It's not like the truck will pick up a load. Like this load is going to be picked up today and delivered tomorrow. That load, and I will see the money maybe on the 20th of October if we're lucky now.
I understand.
I don't know. Okay, as long as you guys, you understand how the trucking business works, you don't pick up a load and get paid now. But we have to have money to pay the petrol, the diesel, everything up front.
Okay, but you in the monthly statements of your bank since May, you are able to show that you are making 15,000, something like that, right?
Some there are loopholes, like I'm telling you, that sometimes, like for the past 2 months, we had a hard time to the brokers to pay. Some of them they just went out of business.
Right.
The loans,
for the last 2 months, how much have you made? More than like 15,000, right? For the last 2 months.
I said for the last 2 months. I know that in July.
Uh huh.
What was reported on the bank was 11,000 came in, and then in August, what came in was 13,000.
Okay. Do you remember how much it was on July?
Was 11,000.
And on June?
On June we had 3,000 because the broker that was giving us a load just filed for bankruptcy.
Got it. All right. So in May you got what? You did 10,000 or more?
No, in May it was winter time. We don't generate money in winter time. It's bad in transport business.
Okay.
It's bad.
It was bad. Okay. Okay. Look, I'm going to put on the notes here for the underwriter that you had some rough time. You gave me the 4 months of bank statements. I'm going to tell them that you are looking to do a deal if it makes sense, that you're concerned about the credit score points. But that, the credit score points, they only count against you if you don't qualify. But if you do qualify for the loan, they don't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go against you because it's your uh-huh. choice. It doesn't. It's your choice whether you want to take it or not. But that's why I want you to talk with the underwriter. Okay.
Okay.
So before mm-hmm. I let you go right now, I'm going to put on the notes. If you give me just a moment so I can type in everything that we discussed. Okay. So that he can have everything ready. And I'm going to tell him to call you in 2 hours from now. Okay.
Yes.
Give me a second. Yeah. I'm going to type your information real quick here on the notes for him. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right now, you told me you don't have any loans, right?
No.
No loans.
I never
okay,
had a loan. No.
Right.
Only thing I have is a credit card. That's
right.
It.
No. Loans. No, that's good. Okay. And now
you're looking for a loan.
Looking for. Got it. Thank you. Okay, I'm done. Here are the notes for the underwriter. I told him basically to please call you in 2 hours. Now he knows everything here. It says right here on the statement that you are looking to pay. I'm going to put also that you're looking to use the money to repair second truck, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. There it is. Use the money to pay his second in the company. There it is. Now he's got enough information to basically work with you in here. Oh, let's see. Monthly income. We're going to do. $15,000. Okay. There it is. Now he's got all the information that that he needs in order for him to give you the best help possible. I want to thank you very much for staying with me. He's
now,
going to be
another question.
Yeah.
When you see my bank statement, and then you see that I have the money, you not like me?
Say it again, please.
When you see my statement, and then you see that on my balance I do have the money, that is not gonna make me to disqualify.
That's when he sees the statements, then he's going to basically talk to you. Wait until the call in 2 hours from now. When you get there, I already put to please call you in 2 hours. When you talk to him, you ask those questions specifically and ask them directly. But you're going to talk to the underwriter, because the underwriter will most likely be familiar with all the specific details and all your concerns, okay? All right, so
okay.
Don't worry. We're going to take care of you, okay? I promise.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, so here you go. Not that one and this one right here. Not that one right here. Okay, this one right here. Okay. Now, I can put that here real quick. And pasting. Okay. Your last name is Lowana, L-O-L-W-A-N-A, correct? Lowana.
Yes, sir.
Copy that. Okay. So we got everything. I'm going to have, like I said, my underwriter to give you a call in 2 hours. Hold on to those questions. I asked him precisely what you just asked me, if he'll be able to look at the bank statements and then determine from there whether he can help you. Now, tell him in details, okay? Tell him, look,
yes, sir.
My monthly, they fluctuate. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. The average house at around 15, 20,000. And that way he will have an idea. And tell him that you want your... Tell them that you want your payments to be every 3 weeks or every 4 weeks, however you feel comfortable, okay?
Yeah.
But he's going to work with you, and I put on the notes here. Let me see, what else did I write on the notes? Let's see. Income of $50,000. Use it to repair his second truck for the for his company. Let's see. He's concerned, okay, he's driving. Okay, now I'm going to put again, I'm going to drop this other note. Please call him in 2 hours. 2 hours. So what time is it right now? Were you driving, Humphrey?
It's 12:30 now.
12:30?
Yes, sir.
You Central Time?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that will be, please call him back at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. He will be ready for you then. Humphrey, I just want to thank you very much for taking the first steps, becoming part of the family here at Milestone. God bless you and your family. Please drive safely, and we're going to help you out, okay? I promise.
Okay.
Thank you, Humphrey.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.